Now, last but not least, my final guest on the show today is David McSweeney. And David is a counsellor and psychotherapist who specialises in gambling addiction. He works out of the Listowel Family Resource Centre. And he joins us on the line to tell us about a very interesting speaker who is coming to Listowel on October the 11th. David, welcome to the programme.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Tell us who Tony O'Reilly is.
So Tony is, I suppose, at the moment he's an addiction counsellor from Wexford, who I suppose would work primarily with people who are struggling with their gambling addiction. But I suppose he might be better known as Tony 10, which would have been his Paddy Power username when he was gambling. I suppose he'd be known as a former postman who would have become quite a big figure across the media there back in 2011, I think, when he stole $1.75 million from a post when he was working there. You know, and that was, I suppose, to fund his gambling at the time, his gambling addiction. So that's probably what he's best known as.
My God, that's an incredible story. And did he do time in jail for that, or how did that pan out?
Yeah, well, I suppose I won't give away too much of his story, let people come to the event. But I suppose his gambling did catch up with him, and there was some, I suppose, consequences to that for him.
But he's obviously turned his life around completely.
He has, and I suppose that's a big part of what he's doing now, is trying to raise awareness of that and kind of, I suppose, he goes around to many kind of different schools and communities and counties and kind of sharing his story in the hope that it does reach the wider public and kind of raise awareness of, I suppose, what gambling can do to some people, I suppose, to the minority.
Yeah, absolutely. So, David, why did you decide to invite Tony to Listowel?
So I suppose the main reason was, as I was kind of saying, just to raise awareness amongst the public. I suppose gambling addiction, it's very much a hidden problem. And, you know, in context, especially, I suppose, with other addictions like drug and alcohol dependency. So I suppose that's where kind of Tony comes in. I would have heard Tony speak up in Galway during the summer, and I suppose I was really blown away really by listening to him. So we kind of were chatting after, and we both felt it'd be a good idea to come down to Kerry to share his story. And, you know, by doing so, then to kind of highlight really, I suppose, the harmful effects that some people experience in relation to gambling, as well as highlighting our newly available service that we would have spoke about here, I suppose, earlier on in the summer.
Remind people of that service, David.
Yeah, so I suppose since April we've been offering in the Listowel Family Resource Centre a support service for people, I suppose, people themselves who are struggling with gambling, but as well as people who are feeling the effects of their loved ones gambling. You know, I suppose you'd often hear of, you know, someone's partner or loved one spending the money, the mortgage money, you know, on a bet that week or something. So obviously, look, addiction affects nearly 7 people, you know, in every family. So that's the service. It's there. It's on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So it's open to, as I said, people who are struggling with their gambling or maybe a loved one's gambling.
And have you noticed yourself that there has been a rise in gambling problems among the people you work with, the area you work in?
Yeah, and actually, especially now when you think of the kind of cost of living crisis, we've seen that, like, more and more people then kind of, I suppose, we have this idea that kind of through gambling, it's a quick way of earning kind of easy money. And that unfortunately doesn't turn out to be the case for the majority. So, yeah, there's definitely been an increase with that, unfortunately, over the last few months.
And you work, as I said, from the Listowel Family Resource Centre. Now, I know you deal with other addictions there as well, don't you? And give help to people for other problems.
Yeah, I suppose we have a general counsellor there as well, and we have other kind of services like AA and NA that would use our premises as well, you know, for those kind of supportive group meetings.
And of course, we've said this before, and I know I've spoken to you about this before, David, the fact now that people can place a bet on their phone so easily. I mean, there was a time when you would physically have to walk to the bookies and hand money over a counter in order to put on a bet. But it's just, it's almost too easy nowadays, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Like, back in the day, yeah, it was a big process, you know, from leaving your house to bringing your wallet with you, to taking out money, to going into the bookies, putting on the bet, waiting around for it to, if it wins or loses, and coming back to it. Like, now it's very much a case of you're on your phone, you're logged in within 30 seconds if needs be. Like, some of the bookmakers there, I think, reported more profits than ever before during COVID, and there wasn't even sports on, you know. It was people who were at home with such convenient access that they could log on when they're feeling, you know, feeling down or feeling bored or with all that kind of extra time in their hands and that kind of availability that comes with the online piece, especially since it's unregulated at the moment.
Yeah, and you know, it's frightening because I watch a lot of soccer on television. Mm-hmm. You know, and you'd be watching the Premier League games, and in every ad break, there's inevitably an ad for a very slick ad featuring a Premier League player from days gone by, mm-hmm. advertising a particular gambling outlet. It's just everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I actually was reading something there that Tony came out with in an article recently there, where himself, if he, like, I suppose he meant spent a lot of time not watching sports because of it, but now he does, but he will actually time it to a time where he realises that gambling ads won't be from that point going forward, you know, for like the hour leading up to the match there's an awful lot of ads. So I think, like, he set himself a certain time from this point forward I can watch it without being, I suppose, triggered. And I actually heard a figure there recently as well. I think 9 of the current 20 Premier League clubs all have the front sponsor through a gambling company.
Yeah, my goodness. And ironic, really, when you consider so many professional soccer players end up with gambling addiction problems, and former retired soccer players as well.
Yeah. I think last time we would have spoke about, I think, probably one most well known would be Paul Merson, I think, who lost almost 7 million through his own gambling. So, it's frightening, really. I suppose, again, look, it's for the minority, for, you know, a small percentage of people. Many people can gamble and do it as a recreational pastime, you know, and have a bit of fun doing it. But unfortunately, there are that certain percentage that can't do it in a, you know, in a controlled manner like that. And that's why the service is there.
Exactly. Well, listen, all that remains to ask you, David, is when is it on and how can people get tickets?
Yeah, I might say to Deirdre, first of all, that, you know, this event, it's not just, I really want to emphasise that the event is for everyone, all members in the community, you know, not for people who are worried about their own gambling or their loved ones, but the general public, you know, so doctors, counsellors, teachers, soccer, football managers, if you're working in a bank, if you read his book, if you've seen him online, you know, it's for everyone, really, because I suppose addiction affects nearly every family in Ireland, and you just don't know when it comes to your own kind of doorstep. So I would say, by coming to this event, really, you know, you'd come away with an awareness, a starting point of harmful gambling, and, you know, where to find support. But the tickets can be purchased directly from the Family Resource Centre, so they can be purchased on the night, but I suppose we'd recommend coming in before, so as we only have a limited number of seats and tickets available. So they can give us a call on 068-235-84, or if they have any questions, they can contact me directly on david.mcsweeney@lasoulefrc.ie. And if you need any of those details, again, we have a Facebook page.
Okay, so it's at the LaSalle Family Resource Centre on the 11th of October at 7 p.m. Before we let you go, a couple of people wanting to know, is there any organisation you would recommend that people contact if they have difficulties with gambling, or is there any number locally they can contact?
Well, yeah, they can reach myself, and I can signpost, you know, if the service that I'm offering isn't what they're looking for. My own number is 087-368-4490, and there are other agencies out there as well. You know, you can always avail of GA Gamblers Anonymous meetings. There's also External Problem Gambling, and there's a few more. So look, you can always pick up the phone to myself, and if I can't help or support them, I'd be able to direct them to.
Yeah, you'd point them in the right direction. Well, listen, well done on bringing a speaker like Tony O'Reilly to Listowel, because he's you know, somebody who's walked the walk, as they say, and he'll make a fascinating guest, I would imagine. So listen, thank you for joining us this afternoon, David.
Thanks so much, Deirdre.
That's David McSweeney there. He is a counsellor and psychotherapist who specialises in gambling. He's based at Listowel Family Resource Centre. And again, that talk by Tony O'Reilly, some of you will remember him from the news as Tony 10. He was the postman who hit the headlines back in 2011 when he stole, it emerged that he stole over €1 million euro from Unpost at the time when he was a branch manager in Goree in County Wexford, and used the money he stole to fund a gambling addiction at the time. So there you go. So that talk again by Tony O'Reilly has been given at the Listowel Family Resource Centre on the 11th of October at 7 p.m. and you can book your tickets through the Listowel Family Resource Centre on 068-235-84.